BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US President Joe Biden is due to address the nation from the Oval Office to explain why he decided to not seek re-election. It's his first televised speech since pulling out of the presidential race and after recovering from COVID. Will Grant is in Washington.
A sitting president hasn't taken a decision like this in more than half a century, and we do now have a few excerpts of what's going to be in that speech. We're going to hear him, we believe, say, "I have decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation." Now, of course, it looks like Kamala Harris will be that next generation. Over the next 6 months, he will be focused on doing his job as president. Now, there's been a lot of speculation and certainly a lot of pushing by the Republicans for him to actually step down as president too. He's making it abundantly clear he has no intention of doing that between now and obviously Election Day and then passing on to whoever succeeds him.
Donald Trump has attacked Kamala Harris in his first campaign rally since she became the presumptive Democratic Party nominee for November's presidential election. Speaking in North Carolina, the Republican candidate called his rival the most incompetent and radical left vice president in U.S. history. He criticized her policies on immigration and the economy.
As borders are, Kamala threw open our borders and allowed 20 million illegal aliens to stampede into our country from all over the world. As vice president, she cast the tie-breaking votes that created the worst inflation in a half a century, decimating middle-class families and hurting very badly, as you know, all people in North Carolina.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told a joint session of the US Congress that Israel will have total victory over Hamas in Gaza. His speech was cheered by those attending but boycotted by several Democratic lawmakers while thousands demonstrated outside. Taking a combative tone, Mr. Netanyahu dismissed protesters against Israel's devastating offensive as idiots. Here's David Willis.
The protests were large and angry and not confined to the area outside the Capitol building and the hotel where Mr. Netanyahu is staying. There were calls for the US to end its supply of arms to Israel and for Mr. Netanyahu to be arrested in connection with the growing death toll in Gaza. Inside the chamber, the first Palestinian-American to be elected to Congress, Rashida Tlaib, held a sign which read, "War Criminal." About 50 of her Democratic colleagues skipped the speech altogether.
That report from David Willis. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. A police force in Britain says it has referred itself for investigation after an officer was filmed kicking and stamping on the head of a man lying on the ground at Manchester Airport. Greater Manchester Police said one officer had been removed from operational duties. The Assistant Chief Constable said the events and the footage were truly shocking. Ukrainian officials say Russia has removed all its naval vessels from the Sea of Azov, a nearly landlocked inlet of the Black Sea to the east of Crimea. Here's Ian McWilliam.
A Ukrainian Navy spokesman, Dmytro Pletenchuk, said on social media there were no longer any Russian naval ships in the Sea of Azov, which Moscow claims as its own territorial waters. Kyiv has had a series of successes as it pursues Russia's Black Sea fleet with lethal sea drones and anti-ship missiles. Ukrainian officials say the attacks have forced Moscow to relocate its naval forces elsewhere. The Black Sea fleet has virtually abandoned its home base of Sevastopol in Russian-occupied Crimea. Last month, the warships had retreated to the Sea of Azov. But it appears Moscow no longer considers even those waters to be safe.
A drone attack targeting soldiers in Colombia has killed a 10-year-old child in the first death of its kind in the country. The defense ministry blamed the attack on rebel FARC guerrillas. The incident has highlighted ongoing violence in the country, where the president has promised to bring total peace through negotiations with remaining rebels. The former left-wing president of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez, says he's been asked not to be an observer for Sunday's election in Venezuela after he urged its leader, Nicolas Maduro, to accept any outcome. Mr. Fernandez said Venezuelan officials had questioned his impartiality. His comments followed those of Brazil's president, who'd urged Mr. Maduro to accept potential defeat. BBC News.